that there was no new evidence for them to reopen their investigation. The company relied on the PCC, which had had a report and had said that there was nothing more to this at the time. And the company relied on the legal opinion of outside counsel that was brought in related to those matters, who, with respect to their review, had issued a clear opinion that there was no additional illegality other than the twos, the two individuals involved before. And the company relied on those facts. And for the company in 2008 and 2009, it was not clear that there was a reason to believe that those matters were anything other than settled matters and in the past.
So is it your testimony to this committee that the individuals who gave us evidence in 2009, none of them knew at that time what had been going on?
I do not have direct knowledge of what they knew and at what time, but I can tell you that the critical new facts, as I saw them and as the company saw them, really emerged in the production of documentary information or evidence in the civil trials at the end of 2010. And the duration from 2008 until, or 2007, I should say, to the end of 2010, and the length of time it took for that to come clear and for that real evidence to be there is a matter of deep frustration. Mine, I have to tell you, I know and I sympathize with the frustration of this committee, and it's a matter of real regret that the facts could not emerge and could not be gotten to my understanding, faster.
Well, you've made clear that it is the case that the information we were given was incorrect. Have you established who, as well as Clive Goodman, was involved in phone hacking in the News of the World?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, could you repeat that?
Who, as well as Clive Goodman, was involved in phone hacking in the News of the World?
As I think you made it clear earlier, Mr. Chairman, that there have been a number of arrests of former News of the World employees. These are matters for current criminal investigations, and I think it's difficult for me to comment in particular around some of those individuals.
Have you carried out your own investigation since the discovery of this information to find out the extent of involvement in phone hacking in the News of the World?
We have established a group in the company cooperating very closely with the police on their investigation. Their investigation is broad with respect to journalistic practices, and in particular journalistic practices at the News of the World. And the policy and the direction that the company has given them is to cooperate fully and transparently with the police, to provide information and evidence that the company believes and they believe is relevant to those investigations, sometimes proactively, sometimes in response to those requests. And again, I think the very fact that the provision of the new information to the police in the first place, when there was no police investigation ongoing, that then led to, in part, the reopening of, or this new investigation being established, I hope can be testament to some proactive action and transparency with respect to getting to the right place in terms of finding out the facts of what happened, understanding all of the allegations that are coming in, and moving forward to aid the police in the successful completion of the important and serious work that they're doing.
Okay. And